degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Nashville reached tropical moisture levels this week during the latest summer heat wave. To understand why it felt so muggy, WPLN's Caroline Egger says weather forecasters look to the dew point.
Dew point measures when air can hold no more moisture at a given temperature. The higher the dew point, the more potential for a heavy rainstorm or flooding, and the greater the feeling of humidity. The National Weather Service says it starts to feel oppressive when dew points are at or above 65 degrees. Nashville's dew point reached 77 on Monday, not far off from its all-time record of 82 degrees. The next day, the city had a heat index of 105 and got 1.5 inches of rain. Dew points climbed higher elsewhere in Middle Tennessee. Clarksville's reached 79, and Dixon and Murray counties and the town of Sparta all hit a dangerous dew point of 82 degrees. This all matters because our planet is getting hotter, and warm air holds more moisture. And when dew points are high, it becomes a lot harder for the human body to cool itself off. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Lebanon's city attorney is suspended without pay until August. The Wilson Post reports there's no scandal, but officials are seriously unhappy with how Andy Wright does his job. The decision comes after a hearing last month that included allegations of poor communication, lack of responsiveness, and inadequate productivity. Wright has been Lebanon's city attorney since 2004. Vanderbilt University has received a $75 million donation for its San Francisco campus. The CEO of AI firm NVIDIA and his wife made the gift to establish the campus's flagship College of Art, named after the couple. The college is planning to establish the San Francisco campus in 2027. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.